So just what is communication? Per the Encarta Dictionary, communication is, and listen closely to this, the exchange of thoughts, messages, or information as by speech, signals, writing, or behavior. To simplify that a little, you use communication to send something you've seen, heard, or thought of to another person so that they visualize in their mind exactly what you saw, heard, or thought. Let me repeat that, and it would be a good idea for you to back up and listen to this a few times, because the moment you truly figure out what communication really is will be a breakthrough moment for you. You use communication to send something you've seen, heard, or thought of to another person so that he or she can visualize exactly what you saw, heard, or thought. It's worth noting that this discussion on being a good communicator has little to do with proper English or grammatical correctness. Communication is all about the person you are communicating to. Ever hear adults talk to a baby? They use baby talk. Why? Because the adult is trying to communicate at the baby's level of understanding. This is what you must always do with every person you communicate with. Communicate at their level only. When your communication is received by another person exactly as you sent it, you have full communication. When it's not received exactly, you have a partial communication or no communication. If you've ever tried to communicate to a person who doesn't speak your language, then you have a pretty good idea of what no communication is. It's also described by these types of expressions: you just don't understand me, or words can't describe it, or you just had to be there, or you're just not listening to me. How about seeing an advertisement and not having a clue what it's about? These are all examples of either no or partial communication. It's your responsibility to ensure that the person you are communicating with understands what you want them to receive. Partial and no communication create confusion, misunderstanding, and arguments between people. When you think about it, most arguments and confusion can be traced back to this partial or no communication. Perhaps now you can see why I frequently define words for you, so I don't have partial or no communication with you. This is also the reason I'm known as a person who can break things down to their simplicity. There isn't a trick to this. It's just simply that I observe who I'm talking to and communicate directly to them, not below them, nor above them. So I've given you some very basic concepts about communication. I've given the definition, which is to send an idea to someone and have them get the same idea. And I've discussed that good communicators talk at the level of the person they're talking to. Now, let me ask you a question that is very important. Are these concepts that I just shared with you skills that one is born with, or did they learn and develop them? With that question in your mind, let me give you the definition of the word skill. It means a developed talent or ability.